Welcome to the Dennis Dernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there is one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And good news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Dernigan. What I've decided to do over the next few weeks is share songs from my live worship recording called We Are the Army. This project was born during the early days of my ministry as a means of teaching the body of Christ how to use worship as a weapon of spiritual warfare, how to engage the lies of the enemy with the truth of God's word and song, how to run to the battle with an attitude of victory. Today's podcast happens to be the story behind my song, Praise Him in the Heavens, from that live recording called We Are the Army. This song was born way back on April 28th of 1989 and came out of a time of meditation on Psalm 149. I'd like to read Psalm 149 for you. It's awesome. It's simply awesome. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and His praise in the congregation of the godly ones. Let Israel be glad in His Maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing. Let them sing praises to Him with timbrel and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. That's awesome. He will beautify the afflicted ones with salvation. Let the godly ones exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is an honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. That psalm is talking about how to overcome the lies of the enemy, y'all. And praise is specifically used in this particular psalm. So many songs have come forth from this particular passage of Scripture that it seems it would be all used up, right? At least that's what I thought. But God is so big and He is so capable of doing far beyond what our simple minds can conceive. God is God and He can do whatever He wants. This song, as many others, became a declaration of who God is as well as an encouragement to my own soul. With the high praises of God in my mouth through this song, spiritual warfare took on a new dimension and continues to do so to this day. I could never give God all the glory due His name, but I'd like to say it's fun to try. Let's do what the Word of God says as we worship the Lord with this song. And let me remind you what happens when we worship God with our entire being. This is back to Psalm 149 again. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is an honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. Let's do this. Let's take it to the enemy and stand against his lies by declaring this simple truth. Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's praise Jesus.
Sounding this decree, Jesus righteousness and might. Praise him for his faithfulness and glory shining bright. Oh, praise the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son. Praise unto Almighty God, the Lord of all is one. He is Lord, praise his name. Sing alleluia to the name of Jesus. For he is Lord, praise his name. Sing alleluia, Christ is Lord. Sing alleluia, Christ is Lord.
We worship you, Father. We bless you, Lord.
We do bless the name of Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the God who is with us, the God who never fails, the God whose love is faithful. We bless you today, and we take it to the enemy, to his lies, and we put the truth of God on our own tongues and our lips as we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We love you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus, and we thank you for being with us in Jesus, your own name. Amen. Let me remind you what 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 6 says about the weapons of our warfare. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. Guys, praising God is such a vital tool in the arsenal of spiritual weapons of our spiritual warfare. I mean, think about it. To praise God, we must focus our entire being on Him. Our thoughts are turned toward Him. Our emotions are turned toward Him. Our physical bodies and all our senses are turned toward Him. When our entire being is engaged in praising God, when we exalt the name of Jesus, the enemy and his lies are no longer the focus of our being. As we praise God, the enemy flees from our midst because of the truth of God's word. It scatters the enemy. Praising God outwardly from our innermost being brings the glory of God into our thoughts, onto the battlegrounds of our minds, and right thinking is replaced with wrong thinking, or stinking thinking, as I like to say. Do you need victory in your life today, in your thought life? Praise God. Need victory in a relationship today? Praise Jesus. Need to experience the love of God today? Praise Him. After all, we know that God inhabits the praises of His people. He is literally enthroned upon our hearts when we praise Him. Let's walk in victory today and put the enemy to flight by simply praising our God. We can all do that. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful, wonderful wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you guys enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes and do that right now? To help with the ongoing creation of this podcast and to cover some of the costs, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. And there is one other way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. While you're at it, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. Volume 3 is available anywhere you buy books online, or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Something else I wanted to remind you about is my autobiography, Sing Over Me. It's available at Amazon. And while you're there, check out the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I believe these books will help you be the overcomer God says you are. And if you enjoy thrilling fiction, why don't you check out my book called The Short Life? I believe you might be pleasantly surprised and blessed by this short story. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song, Praise Him in the Heavens, from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.